Hi, good morning, everyone. Friday, July 6, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway.
Good morning. How was your 4th?
It was fun.
Yeah,
was
did you fun. Come to the parade?
No, it's the first time I missed the parade. I missed it on purpose.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to. But did you listen to it on the radio on KPCW?
No.
Oh, because KPCW.
I went hiking with Porkchop up at Silver Lake and just sort of did the anti-parade thing for a change.
So there was no traffic on that hike, I guess.
It was pretty quiet. Yeah, it was pretty quiet.
Very nice. Well, I did the parade. You know, sometimes you have to just get back in it. Always fun. It's always great to be on Main Street in those moments. It's just sometimes getting there is a little challenging. But we've got a free bus system, so it all works out.
It does. It really does. It really does.
And then you walk down Park Ave and find all the people that you've known forever or new people that you should know and hang out at their houses on your way back down out of the parade route. But it's funny, hours after the parade had ended, Park Ave was still a throng of people going downhill. I don't know how we packed them all into Main Street.
I know. It is absolutely amazing. In the last 3 years, it almost seems exponential is the wrong word, but the population for these parades, the attendance for the parade has really, really increased.
And KPCW had a great float, and they were broadcasting the parade live on KPCW while they were in the parade. It was like a time warp going on.
Yeah. Now, I'm not anti-parade. It was a game day decision. I just felt like I needed a really good workout, and I didn't feel like mingling with zillions of people. I just thought that, you know, that the hike would serve me better.
I totally get you. Hey, so we've got a great show today. We always present live local music on the Morning Mix, and today our musical guests are Brothers Brim. They're coming from Ogden, and I'm really glad that they got up and came all the way over here to play on our show today. I've been seeing their name on a lot of schedules, so I'm going to say they're bursting on the scene, but they're probably going to tell us they've been doing this for 20 years. And then we're going to talk to Dave Kaufman. He is president of the Utah 1033 Foundation. They are doing a motorcycle ride and fundraising event on Sunday. So he'll tell us about that. It leaves from Salt Lake City, goes up through Rockport, and ends at DeJoria Center. And they have an opportunity drawing where they're giving away a Harley.
I like that.
Yeah. What are them odds? We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour, and then we will talk to cast members of The Who's Tommy. That show it opens tonight at Egyptian Theater, and it's running weekends throughout the whole month of July. So we'll get the lowdown from them.
Folks, you're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we return, Brothers Brim, musical guest for the hour. Stay with us.
Escape into the music at the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. On July 6th, enjoy Walt Disney's groundbreaking Silly Symphonies return to the big screen in Disney in Concert, a Silly Symphony Celebration. Then on July 7th, join the Utah Symphony for a thrilling night of Broadway hits by Stephen Sondheim and Andrew Lloyd Webber, featuring Phantom of the Opera, Evita, and much more. For tickets, visit DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. The Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW. Our musical guests today are Brothers Brim. That consists of Jordan Olson on guitar and voice, Chris Aguilar, guitar and voice, John Chatelain on bass and vocals, and Ben Olofsson on keys and vocals. Nate Chappelle, their drummer, is not here. We just couldn't fit him in the studio. Welcome, you guys.
Good morning, KPCW.
So, like I said, I've seen your name all of a sudden on all these schedules, and I'm saying burst on the scene, but tell me the truth. What's really your background?
It's payola. We just pay people to put us on a lot of things, and it gives us the impression that we're doing a lot of big things.
That's an old word, right? Payola? You don't hear that much anymore.
A little radio lingo for your Friday morning.
Yeah.
Right from the radio archives.
Yeah, that's right. Bringing 1950 back to 2018.
Still happens. Maybe they just call it something else.
But yeah, we're doing our best to play music and do this as much as possible. So, yeah, you might be seeing our names on a few things. We're going to be back up in Park City to play Opie Rockwell on August 23rd. That's going to be a big one for us. So it's a Thursday, though. But that's all right, because...
Summer. We're all on vacation.
Yeah,
we're all tourists here.
It's like the last week in summer, right? So, yeah, August 23rd, we'll be back up to play Opie Rockwell.
I think there's still a desire to influence the music that goes out on into the ether from the radio. But KPCW is so unique because our volunteer Air Force, they get to choose some songs that they like, and then they play songs that are picked out for them and stuff like that. But they're very independent personalities. So it's kind of cool because everywhere else around the country, it's all robotic. It's all computers that are doing these shows. And you think that there's humans, but it's just taking all this stuff and mashing it together with commercials.
Automation from New York to give you your mix in Salt Lake. Yeah, no fun.
How about that? So anyway, payola, I think the intent is...
We should bring it back.
We should bring it back.
It creates a little independence, maybe.
Right, and you can reach me at... No. So what are you going to play for us first?
This is a song called Apple Cider, one of the first songs we wrote.
Folks, this is the 191st show on The Morning Mix with live local music. Brothers Brim, musical guest for the hour. Here they go.
One, two, three. It's creeping on me like a spider, yeah. Sipping apple cider. This stuff, it's got me feeling higher now. She broke down my walls. Hippie hack-sack balls. Feeling 2 foot small. Apple cider calls. I make mistakes with pure precision. I multiply with long division, yeah. Take mistakes while carry a pigeon. Apple, orange, indecision. Now she broke down my walls. Hippie hacks at balls. Apple cider.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari Kombucha made with our Cascara Coffee Cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village weekly throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates are available at parkcitymountain.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. Currently 75 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios in Old Town. Sunny, then a chance of thunder showers this afternoon, but a high of 89. Let's all hope we do get those thunder showers. I'm going to be outside late this afternoon, but I would definitely prefer to get some rain on me. It hasn't rained in a long time. Anyway, Saturday, slight chance of thunder showers, 20% as the National Weather Service quantifies the probability. And then on Sunday, slight chance of showers and then a chance of thunder showers, 20% in the morning, 30% in the afternoon. And then Sunday night, thunder showers, a chance of thunder showers, 30%. And let's all go out to Monday. It's kind of ditto on Sunday, 20% in the morning and 30% chance of precipitation in the afternoon. So that is the weather. If you don't like the weather, just wait an hour. It may change. So just stay tuned to KPCW and we will update you as we are updated.
It's one of those unique things about Park City. You know, the things that separate us make us different. We hope it will rain in the summer. Most people are like, oh, I hope it's a sunny day that day. And we're like, oh, please, a little rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lynnware Peak was in Montana for the 4th of July weekend. And when she was up there, I think it was on the 3rd of July, it rained all day long. And everybody says, oh, man, it's raining. And she was digging it. You know, I mean, she's like, we haven't had rain in so long in Park City. She loved it.
You know, I was at a party on 4th of July where enough people were in the the room, it was outdoors, but the space, that when I said, well, there was that one year that it snowed on the 4th of July parade, and like 15 people were like, I know, remember? That was like 1992, I think. So
really?
That's old time history. Well, it doesn't go back to the mining days, but it's old time Park City history of when it snowed on the 4th of July.
I think it was 5 years ago, Snow Basin got like 550 inches of snow throughout the entire winter. Their last day of skiing was 4th of July.
Snowbird, they do.
Snowbird,
that.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that's a novelty Snowbird. Thing to do. It's great marketing to say you're open on the 4th of July.
That's right.
Well, our next guest is Dave Kaufman. He is the president of the Utah 1033 Foundation. He's organizing a group motorcycle ride that's going to go from Salt Lake City, the Harley-Davidson shop, up through Rockport Reservoir and over to DeJoria, and it's a fundraiser. So welcome, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Give us the lowdown.
The lowdown, like just in terms of the timing and logistics?
No, like what's this about and why are you doing it and who does it benefit?
Well, the Utah 1033 Foundation benefits the families of fallen law enforcement officers in Utah. So if there's a line of duty, a confirmed line of duty death in Utah from any branch of law enforcement, whether it's municipal police departments or county sheriff's departments, University of Utah police departments, any public law enforcement. Within a day, within 24 hours, we have a representative at the family's house with a check for $25,000. And the idea is to just kind of bridge the gap before insurance benefits kick in. And you know, we can't touch their grief, but at least we can remove their fear about making ends meet during that time.
Well, let's talk about the particulars. It is going to be on Sunday, July 8th. Is that correct?
That is.
Okay. And the thing sort of kicks off at 9 a.m. Can you take us kind of through what the schedule looks like?
Right. So starting at 9, people can show up to the Harley-Davidson dealership in Salt Lake. It's on South State Street. And they can just kind of start registering, you know, getting their registration packets and things like that. And then around about mid-morning or, you know, 10:30 time frame, we'll start having lunch. Wasatch Bagel and Grill is providing lunch for everybody, which is great. And then right before 1 o'clock, we will have a honor guard and a 21-gun salute, dove release. And then the ride will leave right at about 1 o'clock and follow the route that you described up to DeJoria Center. And then at about 2:30 there, and it's at the indoor venue, so if people are worried about the heat or whatever it's going to be inside once we get there. And then starting about 2:30, we'll have a couple of speeches from the Attorney General's office, from family members of fallen officers. And then we'll have a very brief, I promise it'll be a brief live auction, four items only. And then we have an opportunity drawing for a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. The dealership has donated a 2018 Street 750. And so that we'll have a drawing for that. And then we'll have a concert by the Metal Dogs.
Oh, wow.
So if JW wants to get in on the opportunity drawing, can he just buy opportunity drawing tickets, or does he have to come do the whole thing?
If people want to just be there for the drawing and perhaps the concert, a standalone, the entire ride is $25, including the lunch and everything else down in Salt Lake. But if people just want to come stay in the Wasatch back and go to the show, that's just $20. And opportunity drawing tickets, it's one for $15 or a pack of five for $50. And so, yes,
some
absolutely.
Good odds.
So you don't need to ride a motorcycle. You don't need to go all the way down to Salt Lake and back if you want to participate in the events at the DeGioia Center.
Wow, interesting. Boy.
How many fallen officers do you, families do you work with per year?
It varies, but I'd say on average there's about one per year, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We, knock wood, knock everything I can find, we haven't had any loss of life since November of 2016. But during 2016, we lost three. And since the foundation began in 2011, we've lost seven.
What is the significance of 1033, the number?
That is the police code for, you know, everybody knows 10-4, that sort of thing. But 1033 is the police code for officer in need of immediate help. And that's where the foundation takes its name.
Okay. Hey, we should whet the appetite of our listeners and just briefly mention what the four silent auction items are. We want to get people to go to the event.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And we've been teasing them on Facebook, too. And in fact, you're getting a scoop here because I haven't teased the fourth one yet. But the first is it's a bicycle, a single gear bicycle. Nothing too fancy, but it's great. Thing is that it is branded, it's a Budweiser bicycle. It's got the Budweiser colors and the logos and everything. It's the Bud Bike. And then the second item is actually kind of heartwarming.
The band just lit up. Did you see that? they just, oh, the Bud Bike.
I'm wondering if you're more likely to get pulled over when you're riding the Bud Bike.
It's not motorized.
Yeah, but you can get pulled over riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was kind of strange.
Let's hope not.
you're only a danger to yourself.
Hey, you and the Bud Bike, pull over.
Yeah.
The second item is a quilt that has been, it was made by, I think, 11 different families, all involved with law enforcement from five different agencies throughout the state. And so there are five different law enforcement arm patches woven into the quilt. There are some, sayings and just kind of kind words and thoughts and a blue ribbon. It's a really nice handmade quilt that to the right person is priceless,
right?
Because it really is significant in terms of what it represents. The third item is a bit of a beast, and I know that because I had to load it into a car the other day. It's a Traeger Pro Series 34 pellet grill, and as I was lifting my end of it, I'm like, it's got to be 150 pounds. And I looked on the at the specs online. It's about 130. It's a huge, huge grill, really high quality.
So if you get that, if you win that in the auction and you're on your motorcycle, is there delivery or you got to come pick it up later?
DeGioia Center has agreed graciously to store the items until someone
can
come back with
back
the car.
Get back and get it. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
All right.
I don't know. I think I've successfully recused myself from serving as auctioneer because I'm bidding on that one, or my wife is.
Oh, good.
I think so. I guess I need final approval from the marital boss, but I think we might be bidding on that one ourselves. It's a really nice grill. And then the fourth item is another one of those kind of one of a kind type things.
An exclusive on the morning mix.
Yeah. This has not been teased on Facebook yet. Later today, but we had a guitar signed when he was in town by Brett Michaels of Poison. And so he wrote a very nice inscription on it and signed it. And that kind of ties in very nicely with the Metal Dogs being the live entertainment. So anybody who's a fan of 80s hair metal should have a great time seeing the show and bidding on that guitar.
Well, there are a lot of nonprofits here in Park City. And our town, for the most part, our people are very philanthropic.
Yes.
So I just want to remind everyone, the proceeds from the ride and concert will assist the families of fallen law enforcement. So if that resonates with you, if you want a quilt or a bud bike, or you want a chance at getting the Harley, the important thing is to support these nonprofits, and this particular one is one that will be on a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, the more people that come out, the better. Obviously, if you are a motorcycle enthusiast or rider yourself, participate in the whole ride, please. But if you're not, but you're still intrigued by the show and or the drawing and or the auction, you can just come to the DeJoria Center half of things.
It seems to me that people with motorcycles like look for a thing to go to, like a ride to do with other people. Or everyone just ends up clustering on the highway when there's one, suddenly there's 20. I don't know.
Absolutely. Rides are huge, and I'm finding this out, especially in Utah. There are dozens and dozens of them each season, each summer season. And what I understand from most people who are, active participants is that they usually pick about a half dozen or so for the year that they want to go to. But they're not just kind of a one and done. They'll go to a whole series of them and select from what's available on the program, so to speak, for the summer. It's a really fun, big thing.
I've spent so much time in New Jersey and Newark, New Jersey, on the New Jersey Turnpike. I mean, there's a difference between going for a ride with your friends or maybe new friends that you just met and you're on the New Jersey Turnpike versus being out here in Utah. We have so many beautiful rides out here.
Yeah.
And nothing against New Jersey. I do like to give New Jersey a hard time, but it's all in fun. But we have some beautiful places to ride here.
Yeah, and the route for this ride is very, very nice, and there's an added little thrill of being part of a ride that's escorted by law enforcement. You know, the Utah Highway Patrol and other law enforcement agencies are going to have their riders kind of serving as a convoy guard for everybody, and the lights are going to be whirling, and it's quite a sight.
So you'll be making a statement as you go.
Right, because we're hoping for about 1,000 riders this year. Last year we had 600 to 700. That was our first year. This is our second. And so 1,000 riders surrounded by law enforcement is a spectacle for sure.
Yeah.
I asked him if he was going to get a drone to cover that. Did that come through?
I'm not 100% sure yet. That's really more in the hands of the news channels who will be covering the event. But they did seek permission from DeJoria Center to use a drone, and they received it. So green light for them. I hope they do get some really nice
aerial footage.
I hope
they do, too. The drone footage is great. Yeah. It's good stuff. Is Park City's Finest participating?
They are.
Okay. All right, great.
So if people want to join, then they just show up at the Harley store on State Street. Do they pre-register, or how does that work?
There's an option to pre-register. Starting yesterday on the 5th, there's about 150 of the little registration packets and things like that down at the dealership. People can't pre-register online just because they have to sign a participation agreement. So they have to do it in person. But they can go down and do it ahead of time, or they can show up day of starting at 9 o'clock.
There's no limit, so you're not going to sell out.
Well, we may sell out of the swag that people are supposed to receive with their registration. So the pins and the bags and the do-rags and things like that that have been branded with the ride. We've got about 1,000 of everything. And so if more than 1,000 people show up, we could sell out of those. Wasatch Bagel and Grill is bringing a certain amount of food, but not limitless. And so
but if I show up, I can do the ride.
Oh, you can do the
ride.
There's no
exclusion.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's on Sunday, the 8th, starting down at the Harley-Davidson dealership on State Street, and then doing the whole ride through up to DeJoria Center. If people want more information, they can go to the website, which is?
Utah1033.org.
Perfect. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Well, folks, time for weekend events. And there's a lot going on this weekend. I'll start us off Friday. Summit County Library hosting their used book sale this weekend, today and tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. They've got a huge selection of books for adults and children for $1 or less. Proceeds support the acquisition of new library materials.
And the Oakley Rodeo is ongoing. It's tonight and tomorrow night at the Rodeo Grounds in Oakley. Features bucking broncs, raring bulls, cowboys, cowgirls, rodeo queens. It's full-on Western-rooted celebration sanctioned by the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. It's at 8 p.m. and it is sold out, but you know, I think you could go put your finger up and get that miracle ticket.
Ooh, I like that. Like that. Tonight is Artique's first Friday community gathering in Camas. Enjoy live music, light food, and socializing in a local arts space.
Clint Black is performing tonight at DeJoria Center in Camas. And the Deer Valley Music Festival is doing Silly Symphony Celebration, performing the music of Disney at Deer Valley Outdoor Amphitheater. And the Beethoven Festival has a concert called Elegance of the Baroque, Classical, and Romance Eras at the Park City Community Church. That's all tonight.
Sundance Institute's summer film series will screen Man on Wire. It's a film about a young Frenchman who walked on a wire suspended between the Twin Towers. I remember that. I remember the pictures. I've got them in my mind right now. A little windy that day, as I recall. It won an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature. It'll show at City Park at dusk.
The Who's Tommy the Musical opens tonight at Egyptian Theater. It's based on the iconic 1969 rock concept album, and the show won 5 Tony Awards on Broadway. Now it's here on Main Street with performances tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, followed by performances weekly through the end of July.
And we have some cast members from that production that will be with us a little later in the hour, so stay tuned for that. High Valley Arts in Midway is showing a live production of Willy Wonka the Musical in their outdoor theater located 200 East, 400 South in Midway, with shows Friday and Saturday this weekend and next.
Soldier Hollow is hosting a free screening of Coco tonight on the lawn. The movie should start around 8:30. Bring blankets and lawn chairs.
And the final entry for Friday, Moody Little Sister plays this evening at Wooden Shoe Park in Peoa. Band on the Moon is at the Spur, the Black Lilies at OP Rockwell, and DJ Montgomery at Flanagan's.
All right, on to tomorrow. If you've still got some energy for what's going on, we've got Swanner Eco Center. They offer a Saturday morning hike on the preserve. The walk leaves at 8:30 a.m. It's $10 a person, $5 for locals, or free for members.
Park City Library opens, offers free yoga on the patio Saturdays from 10 until 11 a.m. Bring your own mat.
And the Flying Ace All-Star Show happens every Saturday and Sunday from now through September at the Utah Olympic Park. It's at 1 p.m. It's free, and it's a good reason to go enjoy the summer activities up there at the park.
70th anniversary of Camp Roger. They're throwing a party for camp alumni, young and old, at Camp Roger in Soapstone Basin from 3 until 8 p.m.
Park City Improv joins the Park City Library to present improvised fairy tales from 3 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's fun for the whole family, and it's certainly a new twist on some of those twisted fairy tales.
Ah, that Deer Valley Music Festival. They present Broadway hits of Stephen Sondheim and Andrew Lloyd Webber on the Hill at Deer Valley. Selections include music from Phantom of the Opera, Cats, Sweeney, Todd, and West Side Story.
Tomorrow night, Rage Against the Supremes is at the Spur. Wild Bell is at Canyons Village. The Leak is at OP Rockwell, and the Shane Lee Band is at the Homestead Resort in Midway.
All right, folks, we're going to move over to Sunday. Beethoven Festival has a performance called Exotic Spain at the Temple Har Shalom Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. The website for more Beethoven Festival information, schedule, and tickets is at pcmusicfestival.com.
Of course, the Silly Market will be happening on Lower and Mid-Main with music, crafts, one-of-a-kind finds, and everyone you need to catch up with. And then you can check out High Altitude, Super Bubble, and Brother Run. They're all performing at the Silly Market stages. And Patrick Ryan is at the Spur Sunday evening.
And finally, one more time, go to your website and look up Utah 1033 Foundation. They are holding their annual, their second annual benefit concert at DeJoria. This is a nonprofit where all the proceeds go from the ride and concert will assist the families of fallen law enforcement. Well, I'll tell you what, remember it was just a couple of months ago when we didn't have, you know, we had like a couple of paragraphs, there's a lot going on right now.
We're at no loss.
Yeah.
Well, let's turn it back into the studio with Brothers Brim. They are here to entertain us and all of our listeners. I'm curious about the name because I don't see any brothers in the room.
No, we're actually quadruplets, and but no, we all met through a music school. We all teach at a school in Layton, Utah called Encore Academy. I guess not all of us. Ben teaches privately. Someday we'll get him over there to Encore. And we started jamming after our students would go home at night, and we just opened up one of the practice rooms, started jamming a few years back, and that's where it kind of came from. So the idea of brotherly camaraderie and plus a play on words with the old Brothers Grimm.
You guys pretty good at sharing. I mean, if you win the Bud Bike, will you be able to share that amongst the four of you?
If we win the Bud Bike, we will all ride in tandem together.
Oh, fantastic.
We will pledge that. now.
Okay, we're going to have to put some good tires on that one.
That Bud Bike actually sounds pretty cool.
You got any play dates? You playing out at all?
You know what? If for some reason anyone in Park City is making the trip to Ogden tonight, we'll actually be up at the Funk and Dive in Ogden tonight doing a Twilight after party for the Twilight Festival.
Yeah, because Thievery Corporation is their Twilight concert series, which I was pretty amazed at.
That's right. So they're going to warm up the audience for us, and then everyone's going to move on over to
them.
Yeah, very nice.
I like that.
Corporation.
I like that.
I love the name of Funk and Dive.
Yeah, Funk and Dive, can't beat it. It's
I feel like it says it all.
Yeah, it's a great joint. Awesome joint. So we're going to be playing there. We're going to be in Salt Lake next week. We're going to be at the Hog Wallow next Friday, and then we will be at Johnny's on Second on Saturday. So we're not too far from the old Park City crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the old Park City crowd loves to party. So
that's true.
If we have some listeners that are planning a party and they'd like to hire you to be at their party and play, how could they get in touch with you?
The best way is just through brothersbrim.com. That's Brim with two M's. Brothersbrim.com.
And what are you going to play for us now?
We're going to play a song called Sweet Spanish Onion. And if anybody wants to check it out, they can look us up on Spotify. And all of our music's there.
This is the acoustic deal. The drummer's not here, so you'll get a different interpretation on Spotify. But live on the Morning Mix, Brothers Brim.
Got a story that I wanna tell ya. I'm gonna write it in a book or sell ya. Had a dream made of cookies and cream from a for real machine. But that's a tangent I shouldn't tell.
in to Park City's newest treasure find. Discover the treasure of stories at the Story Mine. Kathy and Dave, self-proclaimed prospectors, miners, and explorers, always in search of treasures worth telling a story about, will feature storytellers from all over the world telling their tales. You'll dig the Story Mine Sunday mornings at 8:30. Stories aren't just for children anymore.
This is Brenda with Republic Services, your local provider for recycling and garbage collection. Information about what is acceptable to put in your curbside recycling bin can be found at summitcountyrecycles.org. Please help Summit County be clean. Remember to recycle.
And welcome back, Morning Mix. JW here with Christy as we await the arrival of some cast members from Tommy's Who that's playing at the Egyptian this weekend. We're going to play a Who song for you. We don't have anything from Tommy, but we have one of my favorites, Magic Bus. Here you go. Turn it up, everybody, and take your clothes off. Dance. Don't forget the Bud Bite.
Every day, just to drive to my baby. From 10-6 months each day.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Don't put your clothes on yet. We'll have some more music for you that you'll be able to dance to with reckless enthusiasm.
Now, is that tune particularly, you think, a Get Naked tune, or you're just going back to the era of the Who?
Yeah, I mean, they're all Get Naked, but the Magic Bus is a great song. Great song. And it's a three-minute song. And interestingly, in 1968, Peter Townsend was saying, of the Who, was saying, you know, this three-minute format, you know, I'm tired of this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build a rock opera. And that's how the whole thing started. And they broke away from the three-minute song, and they put together
into a
this
two-hour show.
Well, it's a double album. It was released in May of 69. I was a junior in high school, and, you know, we sat down and we dissected all the lyrics. I mean, you know, it was a different era. We really thought we owned that music. It wasn't our father's music. It wasn't our older sister's music. It was our music.
And were you able to get right on board with the whole rock opera concept? Because I came to it later, and I didn't love it. But then when I saw the movie, Tommy kind of turned me around because Roger Daltrey was pretty attractive. But were you guys like, you got that album and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah, and the movie never made it for me. It was the music. It was, you know, we thought that Townsend was just brilliant, and it was really exciting. And it was a different era. I'll repeat myself. It's, you know, we thought we owned the music. We thought it was our music. And it was just a great time in the late 60s, early 70s.
What are your thoughts on Quadrophenia? Oh,
there we go. Yeah, everybody was experimenting. Mm-hmm. Everybody was trying new things. Nobody was being told by the record companies to stay within a certain format.
Good times.
And Quadrophenia.
Did you ever listen to it in the way that they actually recorded it? Because the way they actually recorded and originally released that album, you were supposed to have essentially have four different speakers in the room.
Right.
And you're supposed to sync them up all at the same time. So it was actually like a surround sound experience, like years before there was surround sound. And I can say from experience, it is a pain in the butt to try to get them to sync everything to sync up at the same time on all four players. But so great concept,
and
difficult
Pete,
execution.
Pete went into the, he had a four-track recorder at his home, but he went into the studio, spent a lot of time all by himself, and then he brought the band in and said, hey, listen to this. This is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool. And if anyone's ever been to a rock concert and they see these tall Marshall stacks, that's Pete Townsend.
Absolutely.
Townsend went to Marshall and said, I want a cabinet that has 8 12-inch speakers in it. And Marshall said, man, that's too heavy. You're going to kill the roadies. So they broke them into two speakers and made a stack out of them and put that big tube amp on top.
As a bass player who plays with an 8-speaker cabinet, I understand that. We refer to those as fridges. And so, yeah, so I got one that's four up here and four down there, because otherwise they're just absolutely untenable.
Well, as a bass player, what are your thoughts on Entwistle?
Thunderfingers. That guy is amazing, and when you're you hear some of it in there, but there's a lot of really great live footage out there where you get to see him just go at it, and actually seeing the mechanics of him playing just gives you a more depth to the appreciation, because he's just a maniac with giant hands just smacking around on that thing. He's a very energetic and very fun bass player to watch.
Yeah, I mean, the entire band was a bunch of individual contributors that were like, you know, the leads, that could be the leads of other bands. You think about Keith Moon and mm-hmm. on the drums, and of course, Daltrey and Townsend. Yeah, just amazing. Well, anyway, we are, I'm not sure, Christy, if our guest will be here, but they are playing at the Egyptian this weekend.
Yeah, it's opening night tonight, and they play, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then starting next week, there's a Thursday show as well, and it's every weekend through July. And they do have a live band, and they put them down in the basement of the Egyptian Theater and broadcast it up.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, that
so that's
is
how
cool.
You can still fit like the entire show on stage while having a rock band.
Yeah.
And apparently it's gonna be loud.
Yes.
You have to know it going in. It's a rock opera. It's gonna be loud.
Oh, they've got quite a sound system there.
And I heard Randy saying, not recommended for youth under the age of 16.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can always use your parental discretion, but you can't use your parental discretion and then blame it on the show or the theater or the anything else if there's something that you weren't prepared for.
It's the new PG-16 rating for concerts.
Right.
Parental guidance at 16. So
we make it new ages.
How new is that, by the way?
Within the month.
Within the month?
It's quite new.
It's groundbreaking.
But it's something we should all be aware of.
Oh,
responsible parents, I think.
There are often shows at Egyptian Theater that are not geared for all audiences, which is part of the fun of it, right? We're not all dumbed down to, you know, the PG version, but you do need to be warned. Like they just did the full Monty. I'm sure that there was some aspects of that were not available
Yeah.
For all ages.
I'm wondering if we should familiarize ourselves with that legislation for the morning mix. Oh. Are there things that we need to know? Like maybe not encourage people to take their clothes off and dance to Magic Bus? I mean, is that like outlawed now?
Well, if you're five, that's totally applicable.
Oh, yeah.
They're always taking their clothes off and dancing to something.
Yeah, that's right.
When they still have that spirit in them.
Yeah.
Speaking of dancing, I'm going to Targhee Music Festival next weekend, and I will not be here.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's 3 days of music, a short 5-hour drive from here at Targhee in Wyoming, and just a highlight of my summer.
Yeah, so tell me what you're looking forward to there.
Ooh, J.J. Gray and Mofro. I always love to see Carl Denson and Tiny Universe blew out it was the closing act last year. And I love him, but that closing set last year was just elated. And so looking forward to that again. You know, some new discoveries, some old friends, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, you could take the chairlift up to the top. And a short little walk, and you're just in the most amazing panoramic view of Grand Teton. It's just phenomenal. And all their wildflowers are blooming, and it's like a carpet of wildflowers. We don't have enough water here for that, but you just hike down like, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's all part of it.
Nice part of the country.
Yeah.
Nice part of the country. We're going to go to just a couple underwriters, and when we return, the morning mix will continue. And, of course, Brothers Brim will be playing a third and final song. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Escape into the music at the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. On July 13th, the greatest hits of ABBA dazzle the mountain air with ABBA the Concert. Enjoy timeless favorites Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Take a Chance on Me, and more. Then on July 14th, bluegrass sensation Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder join the Utah Symphony for an unforgettable performance under the stars. For tickets, visit DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. The Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs and eggs Benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Beck. We are in the studio with Brothers Brim. They are going to tell us about their next song, and I still want to know the inspiration for that last song, which was called Sweet Spanish Onion.
Well, Sweet Spanish Onion, it actually was, we were traveling through Oregon years back, and there was this really cool water tower. This is not the story I bet you're expecting, but there's this water tower. And,
what was I expecting?
And this agricultural area, I guess they sold.
They read your bio.
They sold sweet Spanish onions, and so they had this huge sweet Spanish onion, and forever we thought that would be a great way to, it was a good expletive.
Yeah, that's basically, it became our new favorite kind of fill-in swear word. Ah, sweet Spanish onions.
Is this what happens when you're in a van doing long road trips for periods of time?
Well, this is the PG-16 version of
that. Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, so sweet Spanish onion, it was, and we just turned it into a song, and... it just kind of, it's a throwback to a part of our life when we were on the road full-time playing music and traveling through strange towns in southeastern Oregon.
I read something interesting also. You guys rehearse in an old brothel? Is that correct?
I don't know where you got that, but I'm going to run with it. Yes. No, I don't know where you got that, to be honest.
It's a good story.
That's a good one.
But so you're from brothel. Ogden, where there was... plenty of that, because it was a railroad town. Still is a railroad town.
Right. At the brothel rehearsal space, we just pull the light red shutters closed, and that's how you know we're rehearsing. And we put a tie on the door. That means don't come in, we're rehearsing.
You know, my son made me for Mother's Day. He 3D printed these pieces of plastic and then folded them all together origami style, and it creates this really cool light. So we put the bulb down into it, and it's red. And so when it's on... my house looks like the red light district. I do wonder about that from the neighbor's perspective.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to play for us for your final song?
We're going to play a John Mayer tune, actually. One of his latest called Still Feel Like Your Man.
Live in the Morning Mix, Brother Brim, our musical guest for the hour. Live.
Still feel like your man.
Oh, oh.
Still feel like your man. I still feel like you're the prettiest girl in the room. She wants me, I know, because she told me so. She says, come over, I like to get to know you, but I just don't think I can.
I still feel like your man. Still feel like your man. Still feel like your man.
Oh,
honey. Still feel like your man.
Your shampoo in my shower, in case you wanna wash your hair. And I know that you probably found yourself someone somewhere, but I do not really care. Cause as long as it is there, I still feel like your man.
Still feel like your man. Still feel like your man.
Enjoying the Morning Mix and live music by Brothers Brim in the studio. We want to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us online and listen to the archive shows. You can subscribe to the podcasts, and or you can ask your smart speaker to play KPCW.
Ooh, I like that.
Alexa, play KPCW.
I've been wrestling with Alexa lately, but hey, we're going to get there. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Folks, you are listening to KPCW in Park City. We want to thank everyone for joining us this morning on the Morning Mix. A quick update, the temperature's gone up just a few degrees. It's currently 77 degrees outside our Sweet Alley studios here in Old Town. We are on our way to a high of 89. And of course, there's a little smoke in the air because of the fire. So everybody be careful about about inhaling too much of that stuff, you know, close your windows and stuff because it really stinks up the house. Anyway, everybody get outside and have some fun. We'll talk to you next week.